Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Very strange news around the appointment of the head of the Shin Bet. The sources close to the Prime Minister say appointment of Ellie Sharvit as the head of Shin Bet head is now to be withdrawn. What on earth is going on here? Well, Dr. Mordechai Kedar is an Israeli scholar of Arab culture. He's a lecturer at Bar-Ilan University. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, thank you so much.
What is the issue here? Let's forget about Ronen Bar. Let's just focus on the new appointment. Netanyahu makes this announcement. He appoints him. And now we're reading all sorts of conflicting information. What is the latest here?
No, he didn't appoint him yet.
Uh-huh.
What was just yesterday morning is that Netanyahu is considering nominating him as the head of the Shabak. Apparently, Netanyahu didn't consult enough people, and he didn't know that Eli Sharvit took part in the demonstrations against the government, which means that he might be disloyal to the government as the one who is now Ronen Bar is leaving the office. So there was so much protest against Netanyahu from his own base, not from the opposition, from the coalition. So he had no other choice but to leave Eli Sharvit only as a candidate and not as a nominee. He has some more candidates, and he will have to be much more careful this time before he announces the fact that somebody is a candidate.
Well, how important is it that the person is absolutely 100% politically aligned? Doesn't it give strength to Netanyahu if he appoints somebody who does disagree with him on certain political aspects?
Well, unfortunately, as you know, the Israeli society now is divided between, I would say, the right side of the political map and the left side. To generalize, and the left are in the streets, are demonstrating against the government because they fail in the elections to the Knesset. So they try to arrange or to invent a new kind of political life, which will be determined by demonstrations, who has bigger demonstrations and so forth. And this is not democracy. This is a chaos. And unfortunately, those who take part in this chaotic demonstrations, apparently they are not suitable to perform inside the government or inside the governmental organizations. Don't forget that the Shabak is armed and it has authorities to arrest people, and the government must make sure that whoever is the head of the Shabak is loyal to the decisions of the government. Otherwise, it is not democracy. It becomes some kind of dictatorship of a group led by the Supreme Court, which is totally against the right side of the political map, which has the a majority in the Knesset.
But isn't that really taking it to the extreme? I mean, saying that it becomes a dictatorship if they aren't aligned with the government, isn't it the very opposite? Because surely if you have somebody who's head of the Shabak, and just one more point, the fact that he was part of a demonstration doesn't mean necessarily that he agrees with everything on the far left in every aspect. Maybe he was marching for hostage support, whatever it would be. Should that in of itself disqualify him for this position?
Well, to begin with, there was a big question if he qualifies. Why? He was never in the Shabak. The Shabak is a very professional body, which deals with human intelligence, means agents and spies and all these things. You need to be professional. And don't forget, I was also part of the intelligence. I was in the 8200 unit, which is a surveillance unit.
Yes, yes.
And in order to really to run an intelligence organization, you really need to know the job. To bring somebody as good as he can be as the commander of the Navy, he knows much about ships and, you know, all these things connected to the Navy. What makes him a good commander or good manager of the Shabak? Nothing. And this is another mistake which is in Israel, that people who are sometimes unqualified or disqualified are nominated to run organizations which they are not knowing about. Look,
I think that's a very important aspect. If he isn't the right person for the job and he doesn't have the qualifications and he doesn't have the experience, that in of itself should disqualify him.
Of course. Look, there is a habit in the headquarters of the army to nominate the head of the intelligence wing, somebody who is between positions. Let's say he was somebody who was the commander of the Northern Command, and he's intending to be chief of staff. So in between, he will serve as the head of the intelligence wing of the headquarters of the army. This is wrong. And I'm telling you, as somebody who was in the intelligence, to be in the manager or the main or chief of the intelligence needs somebody professional, not somebody who is a good parachutist. And I'm not trying to downgrade the parachutists or the tankists or whatever, but they do not qualify. They are not qualified to be the heads of the intelligence. Unfortunately, Khalifa, the one who was the head of the intelligence in the eve of October 7th, was not an intelligence man. And this might very possibly be one of the reasons which he did not understand the all the information which was accumulated in the eve of the 7th of October, to understand that this is actually a real assault on Israel. He didn't understand this because he was not originally a man of intelligence. So definitely we need people from, you know, professionals to run these positions, yet they should be loyal to the law. And the law says, without any way to understand it otherwise, that these organizations, means the Mossad and the Shabak, are, I would say, yes, servants of the government. Yes, we cannot have any doubt about this thing. They should serve the country through the orders of the government, not the orders of the Supreme Court. And as you know, there is a rift today between the government, which represents the majority of the people, and in the court system, the judicial system, which represents the minority of the state. And this is the problem here in Israel. And the government cannot allow itself to face another case of Ronen Bar, who is finishing to be the head of the Shabak, another one who will disobey the orders of the government.
What made Netanyahu rush, because it does seem like a rush, to nominate him?
Apparently he's under pressure because there is a court order to halt the resignation or the getting rid of Ronen Bar until April 8th. And that day there will be discussion in the Supreme Court whether this ousting of Ronen Bar is legal or not, as if the court has the authority to discuss it. No, they don't have. They acquired to themselves this, or appropriated this right to discuss all kinds of things without any basis in the law. And this is another part of the juristocracy which took Israel over, that the Supreme Court allows itself to do things which the law does not allow him. So there is a discussion on April 8th. And in order to come to the court already with a done deal with another somebody who will replace Ronen Bar, apparently Netanyahu is in a rush. So he doesn't have enough time to check every nominee or every candidate. And this is what happens.
That is where we leave it. I'd love your thoughts and your reaction. Thank you, Dr. Mordechai Kedar. He's an Israeli scholar of Arab culture. He's a lecturer at Bar-Ilan University. He is an expert in intelligence. We were talking about Eli Shavit. It is 8:40.